This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Finland Alexander Stubb will hold discussions today on strengthening bilateral cooperation across a wide spectrum of areas. They will also exchange perspectives on regional and global issues of mutual interest, including cooperation in multilateral fora. Several MOUs will be exchanged after the talks. The Prime Minister will host a lunch in the honour of the visiting dignitary. Mr. Stubb arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a four-day state visit to India. He was received by Minister of State for External Affairs, Kirti Vardhan Singh. President Stubb was accorded a ceremonial welcome and a guard of honour at the airport. A report.
This is the first visit of President Stubb to India in his present capacity. He is scheduled to meet President Draupadi Murmu today at Rashtrapati Bhavan. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will call on the visiting dignitary. President Stubb will be the chief guest and keynote speaker at the 11th Raisina Dialogue 2026 in the National Capital this evening. India and Finland share warm, friendly and multifaceted relations rooted in shared democratic values. Finland is a valued partner for India in the European Union and in the Nordic region. Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Filing of nominations for 37 Rajya Sabha seats across 10 states, including two seats from Chhattisgarh, will close today. Scrutiny of nomination papers will be taken up tomorrow. Candidates will be able to withdraw their nominations till 9th of March. Polling for these seats will be held on 16th of March and the results will also be declared on the same day. Widening the ambit of West Asia conflict, a United States submarine carried out a strike on the Iranian warship IRIS Dena off the coast of Galle in Sri Lanka. U.S. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth has confirmed that the Iranian naval vessel sank in the Indian Ocean. Around 180 sailors were on board. Sri Lankan authorities say 80 bodies have been recovered and 78 people injured. Meanwhile, Israel has carried out strikes on bases and internal security command centers in Tehran. Air India has announced that they will deploy additional capacity flights to Toronto, Frankfurt and Paris-Charles de Gaulle in response to high demand amid the ongoing situation in West Asia. In a social media post, Air India informed that from today to 11th of this month, they will operate three additional flights between Delhi and Toronto. The External Affairs Ministry has set up a control room in view of the current situation in West Asia and the Gulf region. The control room can be contacted from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 1-800-11-8797 or via 011-2301-2113 and 011-2301-4104. U.S. Senate has backed President Donald Trump's military campaign against Iran. Senators voted to block a bipartisan resolution aiming to stop the military campaign with authorization by Congress last night. The Senate voted 53-47 not to advance the resolution, largely along party lines. Debate about Trump's buildup of military assets in the Middle East and American and Israeli strikes on Iran has centered on whether Trump is pulling the country into another forever war like the long conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan. Nepal will go to polls today to elect a new parliament. This is the first election after youth-held protests last September led to the deaths of 77 people and forced the government to resign. Nearly 19 million of Nepal's 30 million people are eligible to vote to pick a 275-member House of Representatives, of which 165 candidates are directly elected and 110 selected by proportional representation. About 1 million of these voters, most of them youth, were added after last year's protests. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, India will face England in the second semi-final at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai this evening. The match will start at 7 p.m. Indian time. Earlier yesterday, riding on an unbeaten century by Finn Allen, New Zealand defeated South Africa by 9 wickets in the first semi-final clash at Eden Gardens in Kolkata. Chasing a target of 170 runs set by South Africa, New Zealand overhauled the score in just 12.5 overs, losing only 1 wicket. And that is the end of this news bulletin.